This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
My people, it's the Trim Healthy Podcast. It may not be Wednesday, but that's when it drops for your future reference. And Serene and Pearl, I blew it.
No,
it was no, good, Danny.
I was going to say it was Serene, Pearl, and Danny, and I just... Can we start over?
No, absolutely sinking way are we starting over.
Hey, I just do have a little sneak peek of the topic. The itchies is all I've been given. And
bad case, Dan.
A bad case of the itchies. And already my mind has painted all sorts of pictures.
Do you remember a good friend of all of ours, a Smoochie McTwain? Do you remember that?
Oh, Smooch. Yeah.
She had a song called Dang the Chiggers of Tennessee.
Dang the Chiggers of Tennessee.
Dang the Chiggers of Tennessee.
Oh, Smooch.
I don't know about you, but they're killing me. Dang the Chiggers. Dang the Chiggers of Tennessee.
That is so accurate. You're both great singers.
Oh, that was a display of my superiority.
Hey, didn't you guys do a Christmas record?
Yeah.
Was
Hopefully
it
didn't
songs?
Sound like that.
It didn't sound like that.
Yeah, but it exists.
But
like,
anyway,
can you buy it?
Literally, Chiggers were super, super. I thought, okay.
I'm trying to sell the Christmas record.
I don't care.
Well, you might sell one.
One sell.
And then our total sales will be three.
Boys, okay?
Our total sales will be three if we sell one more.
I just got to know, though, is it a purchasable somewhere?
And the first was, I think, like parents.
So it's in the Trim Healthy Mama store. And it, I'm sorry, I've hijacked this. Go.
No, it's just that, you know, I don't mind if they don't buy the stupid.
Y'all don't care about it.
I love Christmas.
It's not
albums.
A stupid Christmas
no,
album.
Beautiful.
People have touches their blesses hearts.
Yes, bless
touches
their hearts.
Touches their blesses hearts.
Okay, but guess what? I had a terrible case of the dang chiggers. I thought, okay, the summer is over. It's heading towards fall. Yeah.
You can go
I'm
get in that
I'm going on
thick
a date
brush.
With my
yeah.
husband.
Yeah.
Ooh. It was a Sunday afternoon. So I had the Sunday dress on.
Yeah.
I'm a homeschooler. And I did a very homeschooler thing and I put the sneakers on with the dress. Because I thought, okay, I got home from church and I'm like, I don't want to get in the
Do you know that I will
pants.
Let you know something. To us, that's very like out of touch, out of date. Like, but to the modern generation, Gen Z, they do sneakers with a dress and it
no,
looks good.
They don't.
So you were right in fashion.
They don't.
Yes, they do.
It's the no-no line.
Like, autumn rock sneakers with dresses.
No, it's swung back. I think you're picturing that.
I was at a homeschool festival.
Yeah,
I was the queen of the homeschool
In your
festival.
Head, but homeschool clothes are back in fashion. You know those long dump...
With elastic skirts.
Yes, denim jumper dresses that have no shape. The A-line denim skirts that you make out of jeans.
Yes.
And cut the jeans down the middle and then you sew around. You set. You buy some extra blue fabric material. You put it in there. They're all back. You can go to Target.
Somebody listening right now is looking at the dress on their body and going, wait, what?
Well, I'm in fashion now.
Anyway, so I was this homeschooling queen walking and I suppose the chiggers just had extra space to climb up. I just, you know.
Just because you were in a dress.
Yeah. It was so bad, guys. Oh, it was so bad. I was in bed. I was freaking.
But the thing with the chiggers, they don't hit you the first night. You don't know you have chiggers until the next day or the day after.
I
started knowing on the.
Really?
I started knowing that evening, and I really needed to get in the shower immediately and scrub.
As if that changes anything.
Shave them off, like just scrape them off of the skin, the first two layers.
Yeah.
And I just was like, no, I'm busy, blah, blah. And I didn't shower them off till like 4 hours later.
Okay.
Hey,
and they were in my skin.
That's in the Bible.
They were making babies in my skin.
Yeah, it actually says you're never too busy to scrub chiggers off.
Yeah, well, I disobeyed.
You know,
the law
some states
Danny.
That are listening, people in states, they don't have chiggers in their states.
Oh, that's
like
true.
You might be in a North England state. I don't think they have chiggers because it's too.
Well, basically,
cold.
There are no-see-em that gets in your skin and then lays its eggs inside of your skin.
You got to explain no-see-em because that's such a Tennessee.
Yeah, you can't see them.
Like,
they're
as if
microscopic.
That was you. Like, you made that. It sounded like but that you were, like, that was your phrase. They're like these no-see-ems. It's like, that's a thing, though. They call them
no-see-ems. Yeah.
Yeah.
But and there's all kinds of wives' tales on what you do. You paint your whole body with nail polish and you suffocate them. Of course, I'm not going to do that. That's chemicals.
Yeah.
But there's all kinds of ways. But I was just like, okay, I'm just going to ignore them. I'm going to not itch because when, you know, you start itching, the itch hatches another itch.
Yeah.
You know, it does.
Yeah. If you scratch your chiggers, they spread.
Yeah.
So I was in bed.
Thing.
And I was having this war in my mind and my brain was screaming, itch, they're dancing. And the you know, the intelligence inside of me says, no, Serene, you don't do that. And the itches were just screaming at me. And I think I was in a subconscious state of half sleep and I just started itching. I woke up and I was a psycho. I was itching all over me. I was scratching hard and deep.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't stop. Once I started that, I was just on a roll and it went on for hours. Hours. And I learned something. I learned that, so that there was something that related to THM. I'm like, there's a lesson in this. There's a lesson for our peeps in this. And I realized people get itches for their I don't know what could be their itch. Maybe it's those special curly corn chips. Curl, not what did we had them at that restaurant and you're like, oh, I have to have these. It'll be my cheat night. Mm. They're not corn chips there. They've got a
tortilla
name.
Tortilla chips.
No. Fritos.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And they have those are corn chips, especially right? Thicker and they have a curl to them. Mm-hmm. That could be your itch. I don't know what your itch could be. Peanut butter filled pretzels. I don't know. But which, when you get that itch.
You're describing some good itches right now.
When you get that itch, you cannot. If it's an itch for you, it might not be itch for you. It might be like, oh, I just have a little one. That's no big deal. But if it's an itch for you, if it's a chigger for you, you cannot itch it.
Shortbread cookies on Christmas.
Because it won't be one Frito. It'll be the bag.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You told me this, Serene. You're telling me about your chiggers. And I feel like I almost got the better point than you're saying.
I'm going to bring it to a good point. You just wait on that.
Okay.
But you go ahead and see if you can.
Well, I don't want to sort of rain on your point parade coming. Yeah. But you're saying, and I agree, some people you can't itch that chigger is what you're saying. But
because it's an under the skin. It's an itch that gets under their skin and they can't control it.
I just
it.
Don't want people to think, well, on THM, I can never have my favorite treats again because Serene said never itch that chigger.
No, that might be just a mosquito. Mm. You can itch that. You can't itch a chigger.
Okay.
It's the ones that hatch under the skin.
Okay. I'm going to let you
and
roll.
Only the person knows what's their chigger.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
It's the chigger that once you itch that thing,
all right,
yeah.
It just hatches more and more itches.
You know, I'm going to just bathe in this wisdom and let you go with it because I think the greater wisdom's coming out.
You know what?
Out.
Those I think those real hardcore ones are so often linked with like childhood good memories.
Yeah.
Like
I
for
think
me,
so.
The I think they're called Danish butter cookies in a blue tin.
Yeah. You have mentioned them a time or two and you always mention them at this Christmas
around
time.
Around Christmas time because they
are you buying them this year?
Not this year, no.
No,
because now I have a new memory from when I was really, really sick.
Yeah.
That was sort of like the last treat I had was a blue tin. And I would just, because they're so tiny and just pop them in. And you just, every time you walk through your kitchen, you're just popping another one in, another one in.
Yeah.
It's a chigger.
But you have chiggers. To, you have to, you know, everybody knows their chigger. I don't know of a human that doesn't have a chigger food.
Mm-hmm.
Trigger food. You get
it? Yeah,
smart.
Yeah, and so for me, even I'm a health
enthusiast.
Yeah, enthusiast beyond the Spartan psychopath. Okay. And so I don't really have a bad food chigger, but I have some good food that have become chiggers.
Mm. Give an example
where I've already had ample sourdough artisan toast.
Okay,
ample, but the itch screams. Throw another damn piece in the toaster.
Yeah.
But my brain says, no, you need protein now.
Yeah.
You know, you balance this meal out, girlfriend. But I have an itch with my sourdough bread that doesn't let me round it off with
but
protein.
But you still enjoy your sourdough bread.
No,
so
I know, but I have to bring in the big guns of self-control.
Yeah.
And but some people aren't there in their game to do that yet.
Okay.
Serene.
I've spent years bringing in the big guns. I've got the Navy SEAL self-control out for this. They come out whenever I pull out that bread. I line them up in my mind. Yes, Dan.
What is the worst thing you have ever eaten in your life?
Dog? I don't know.
You've eaten dog?
No. I don't know. We've been into a lot of faraway
countries.
No, the most
unhealthy thing you have ever eaten.
The unhealthiest thing I have ever eaten was probably a dim sum in Australia.
A dim sum.
I think I had one dim sum. Dad liked to go on a Sunday night to get fish and chips.
Dim sums are fried,
bring home a dim sum.
They're fried Chinese.
But I stopped that at about
pastry.
Six.
Serene hasn't eaten sugar since she was six. Just so you know,
not a piece of sugar.
No, not intentionally.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, listen, I don't mind a piece of 85% chocolate.
It's got a little
and it's got a little sugar in it.
So you that know? Could she be the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she thinks it's actually a health.
No, I think of that as kind of a little bit of a healthy. I don't sweat that kind of stuff. But listen. So I do have a chigger in my brain, and I've learned that I have to put the National Guard there, you know, in my mind. but I'm just saying, the chiggers, we have to know and we have to realize, unless you've learned and you've trained your National Guard, don't itch the chigger. I'm just saying, it's just a bit of wisdom. It doesn't mean you can't have treats. It doesn't mean you can't have cheats, but you know the thing that gets under your skin.
Yeah. Reese's peanut butter cups.
Insanity.
Hatches insanity. I love that, Serene. You're coming out with some good ones.
No, literally, this chigger thing. I was insane. I wasn't a normal person. My brain power, it didn't matter. There was nothing in there. It was just the screaming itches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vamp.
I know. Well, I'm waiting for the next big point, which I got from this. Oh, can I bring it if you're not going to?
Go. Yeah, I mean, I want you to add and then we'll round it.
The major point of all of this is not what you've said.
Okay. Go for it.
Okay. So if we could rewind, I would come back to the major point and do what you said as the point B. What? Here's point A that I got from this.
Yes.
You told me about it and you said this. You've forgotten what you said to me. Pearl, I realized that when our body sometimes craves something and tells me, you should do this, you need to do this.
That was the main point. I know. Well, this party is a few weeks old now. I wanted to bring it, but then we had to Joseph this bad boy and do all that stuff. Yeah. And then so it's been on the back
burner. So I'm sorry.
It's been given to Pearl.
I get to do it now. Yeah. If you're going to forget such an important point.
But I did tell it to you.
For these reasons, you're out.
Girls, this is like some crazy multiverse stuff. Like you're retrofitting point A. Behind point B.
Yeah, I do. Okay, so this is point A. All that Serene said was pretty good, but
remember
it's point
to tell,
B.
To tell the multitudes that I brought this to
Serene
you.
Originally brought this point, and this was the whole idea. Good job, Serene.
It's like science right
and then,
now.
And then I said at the beginning, aren't you going to say, and you're like, hold on, I'm getting to that. But you didn't.
I didn't get to it. I forgot that.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
There's sometimes that our body says, you need this. You need to do this. You must. I know what's best for you. I'm telling you with all my might and with all my cravings, there's a reason you must do this.
That's right. I said yes.
And guess what? Sometimes your body's just plain wrong.
Yes.
Sometimes we crave things and it's like, oh my goodness, I have to have chocolate right now. I have to need sugar. I need this thing. I just have to have it sometimes.
Yes.
I'm PMSing. I need it.
Yes.
Well, girlfriend, you sometimes jolly well don't. In fact, it's the worst thing for you.
Yes, because itching that chigger for me, it was so terrible. And to get a clean slate, I had to get out of bed, have a shower, a cold shower to stop all the histamine.
Yeah.
And then I had to put my hands in socks. Hold them by my side and just say, my body really doesn't need to be itched. It doesn't. It's lying to me. It doesn't need to be itched. Because itching was
deception.
The worst thing. It was the worst thing for
but
me.
But everything in your body and your brain told you that itch. You needed to do it, but you didn't need to do
I
it.
No, I didn't.
And you know what was funny? Serene on Sunday at church, you know our friend Leah. Leah's been on this party before.
I love Leah.
We were just talking about some things and it just came up. And so I shared with you, you know, she was just talking about a few struggles and I shared with her what you told me about, you know, some of these things we crave and we think we need, but in actual fact, we don't. And it's okay to say, I'm sorry, sweet body, but you're just wrong right now. You know, it's okay to be
like
the boss.
It's like pregnancy too.
Yeah.
It's like Taco Bell is the only thing that's going to make me feel better. I'm sorry. It's Taco Bell. Taco Bell, Taco Bell. It's itching and it's screaming.
Yeah.
And then you have Taco Bell. You feel just as sick 15 minutes later. It didn't help your nausea. And now you feel sick and shame.
Yeah. Like that. Well, Leah was saying.
And fluffs.
Yeah. Leah was saying to me, oh, she's like, you're so true. You got to bring this to the party. She said, because we were talking about periods. She's like, sometimes in my periods, I'll just crave all the
Listen
sugar.
Listen up, Jonathan. Listen up.
You know, around my period, I just have such cravings for all the sugar. And she said, and sometimes I just, you know, give in because I'm PMSing and I'll be like, you can have what you want. So I'll go for it. And I'll eat all the things off plan and I won't keep a list and I'll just abandon myself to the urge, you know? And she's like, and those times I have the worst periods. I'm in pain. Yeah. I have, oh, it's terrible. And then she says other times my body will say, go ahead and have all the sugar and off plan junk. You won't, you know it, you know it's your time. And I say, but no, I'm going to eat vegetables and protein this time around. Maybe have some good carbs and not all the junk.
Yeah.
And she said, Pearl, my periods are night and day. And she's, and yet I have the same cravings, but I decide not to indulge them. Mm. I do the opposite to what my body's telling me, but I know I need good carbs.
You deny the itch. You say, that, sorry, itch that's telling me to scratch.
You're lying.
You're lying.
You're now lying. And she's like, my periods are night and day. I don't have the pain. I don't have the fatigue. And she's like, you got to bring this to the party because our bodies lie to us.
Rabbit trail about periods. The fact you're talking it right around Dan and John. That's okay because they're the kind that you can. You know,
yeah.
You know,
some we've guys talked about periods so often.
I know there's some guys that would run away and
we're
like,
evolved ew. Men.
Yeah.
You've evolved. We're
evolved.
Modern men.
But John has a, what does periods. He call it? A something uterus?
He has a, he's got a,
crochet. John has a crocheted uterus. So they usually
he does. It's in his house. Now, who gave that thing
it's
to
like
you?
A little pillow, but it's
a friend.
It's a uterus.
That's an interesting friend.
Yeah.
Yes. But I want to tell you, it was so funny. I was at a sushi the other night for my daughter-in-law's birthday, and I was talking to her mother about the fact that she had all these C-sections, and I was trying to work out, you know, what was the issue like. So I was about to tell her, ask her, so how many centimeters did you ever get dilated to?
Yeah.
And the waitress was coming at the same time, yeah. like to the table, the waiter, coming to the
waiter,
table.
Waiter, a man?
Well, I think it was I don't know. It was in my peripheral. It was woman, I think, actually, coming to the, and I could see, and it was kind of annoying me that this person was coming because I was very, very in the depth of this mm-hmm. conversation. I was trying to get to the bottom of it. And so the waitress asked me a question. And I, instead of saying, excuse me or wait, I just turned to the waiter and I said, waitress, sorry. And it's, so how many centimeters did you get dilated?
You asked the waitress.
Oh, what did she do? And it was a sushi place. And he's like, I don't understand English.
Oh.
But I could tell that, you know.
Hey, food and hormones totally is a thing, right?
Yeah, food and hormones. I mean, it's true. You do crave, and you should have more carbs around your period, Danny.
Well, my wife says that when she eats corn chips, she gets extreme neck pain.
Does she? Well, it's probably the trans fats in the corn chips, not the corn. Unless she has a sensitivity to the corn, but can she eat other forms of corn or not?
Think so.
It's probably the trans
especially
fats.
Especially the nice blue corn or organic corn.
Yeah.
So those GMO corn. Trans fats that they cook these chips in, right? They stay
they're
in
inflammatory.
The chips.
And they affect your hormones in a terrible way.
Do you know, I get nauseated now. Now, I can have like three chips.
Yeah.
But if I eat even a little tiny to-go lunch sample of chips, it makes me nauseated.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll get a headache and nausea.
Those fats.
So that itch lied to you, Dan.
It's a
lie. Yeah, the vegetable oil. Mexican restaurants have that itch. And for some of us, it's the chips. Like my husband, bless his Charlie Barrett, Mr. Straight Pant Hearts.
Yeah.
I can go to a Mexican restaurant and I will never sit there like some people maybe need to.
Yeah.
Because they're not my trigger.
Yeah.
And abstain completely from corn chips. I'll always have two or three because I like to think I'm experiencing this and I can
stop.
So you
treat yourself to two or three, but it doesn't get under your skin.
Doesn't get under my skin. It's a little mosquito.
They're not that brilliant though, right?
No, they're like just like, I can stop. Some people can't. That's okay. We're all different. But Mr. Barrett.
That's his jam.
If there is a corn chip left in the basket, I always say, oh, they're like more corn chips because he will eat them to the bottom of the basket. He'll keep on eating. If he sees one, It's a weird thing. It's an eye to mouth thing. They're still there, and they must be conquered.
Does he salt them?
No. He just dips them in salsa and keeps going. So sometimes they'll just bring more, and I always think, oh no, because if they're there,
the meal hasn't even started.
The meal hasn't started. If they're there, there is never been a time where he will stop with them before the meal comes. If they're there, he will continue.
So even if his meal comes, he will still try and finish
No. Once his meal comes, he'll stop.
Okay, yeah.
But sometimes it's a long time.
Yeah.
So they're definitely a chigger for him because it's an eye thing.
Can I tell you another thing that's a chigger for a lot of people that screams, you need this? Nighttime eating.
Yeah.
Can be a chigger time.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Like to me, I think maybe I'm just tired and I'm just trying to eat my way for some energy to climb up the three flights of stairs to my room and be able to have energy to brush my teeth. And, you know, I don't know. It's just like maybe I just live hard. And so by the time it's ready for nighttime, I'd just rather stay down in the first floor kitchen and just keep eating.
Get off your Harley and go straight to your kitchen because I live hard.
But it's such a lying itch. It says you need jars of peanut butter. You need bread in the toaster. You don't need half of a cucumber or one mouthful of Greek yogurt, like a little light protein and a little, you know, light something crunchy and light vegetable-ish or maybe half of a green apple. You don't need that. I'm telling you, things get under my skin at nighttime that would never get under my skin in the day.
Okay, so that's sort of...
And it's a lie, though, because guess what? I wake up the next morning feeling crappy. I feel like I don't even deserve my breakfast. I'm all bloated and tooting my way down the three flights of stairs to the bar, to the kitchen.
What were you going to say, Danny?
Now I'm just enjoying what she said.
The visual and the auditory picture of the...
But it's such a lie, though. You know,
Serene getting up and motoring to breakfast.
After my Harley.
Well, it sort of helps. I guess I developed my theory of the reality of the universe in which I live based on people I know and my like, because we're in a day when we pick up our black mirrors and we look into them and we ask the magic mirror, what is reality and what should I believe and who should I be in the world? And I've been on this kick lately of like looking around my local community, looking to my elders.
Yeah.
People, man, I could rant about the elder. We need our elders back. We need YouTube channels with elders, right? That's a side issue.
That's why we go to our dad's church because he's old and he's got so much wisdom.
Even
if he gets so impolitically correct.
Absolutely. Impolitically correct, says the wrong stuff, is offensive, says things you don't agree with. Man, the elders, though, look over your touchy little offenses and get the little chips off your shoulder that the internet trained you to have.
So true.
And listen to your elders, Let them offend you into like this ancient world of life.
Do you know what the Bible says, Danny? It reminded me when you say that. Don't remove the ancient landmarks.
I know some country elders out here in Lapers Fork, Tennessee. Boy, they will say the most horrific things that even to me who... prides myself in being pretty open to understanding of people and allowing things to happen. Like they'll say some stuff that's just horrific, but man, if you'll just like not address it and just let them be who they are and continue, like, man, the pearls and the wisdom comes. Anyways, I was going to say that since I'm piecing my theory of reality now based on people I know and experiences and not on global data. I think there's a time where that's strong, but there's also a time where global data doesn't apply to you.
So true.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like when I went to my doctor and was terrified of having a certain type of cancer. And he was like, well, you could. He goes, but it would be the most rare thing for you specifically. Mm. Like, yeah, it's out there. It's the number one with global data in this area and that area. But for you, with your metrics, with your blood that we've drawn, with your, this would be so absurd. Mm. But yes, it is existing within the realm of possibility. So I am listening when you, because you're healthy, you're not eating bad things. And I've wondered, is the night craving a consequence of being abusive with sugars or fats during the day or not living a balanced, healthy life? But you're saying you get night cravings too.
I get night cravings when I'm exhausted. Okay. And it's just like a way of my brain's putting off sleep because I'm almost too tired to sleep.
Me. I'm raising my hand.
Yeah.
I get night... I don't want to speak too negatively. But I don't eat sugar. I haven't eaten sugar in long. I mean, every now and then.
Yeah,
I'm one of those people. I get night cravings every single night. They're not terrible. They're not chiggers. They're almost chiggers, but I've just learned to deal with them. They just come. I think, guess what my reasoning is for
them?
What's your reasoning? The day's work is done. Mm-hmm. Now it's time to a little bit of me time, right? Maybe the children are in bed. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's time to just chill out with your husband. And that's the time where we just get to bless your body. What? How do you bless your body?
You eat. And I think it's so true when you said the work is done. Because what do I do if I'm sitting in a road trip car to Minneapolis?
Yeah, you eat.
There's nothing to do for 19 hours.
Crunch, 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 crunch.
Right. So sometimes when you're not up and moving around, I've got this to do and I've still got that to do. You know, you're a little distracted.
Right, that's why some people say, oh, I'm starting full-time work now. I'm off my plan because it's hard. Okay, but then some woman who full-time work, they say, oh, now, you know, COVID happened. I'm working from home. It's so hard. I eat all day. The fridge is there.
Yeah.
You know, so it's whatever you're going through.
Yes.
And it has changed for you. But for me, I always have things to do, my to-do list in the day, and it stops at a certain time because Charlie wants me to relax with him.
Right.
And once it stops, I do want to eat and continue eating. So I have to put parameters on there. I'll just continue because my stomach might be full. My head says, go on and eat some more, girl.
So what the parameters I've done for myself at night is I have a special list of nai-nai foods.
Yeah.
Which I allow myself and I'm fine if I eat them. They don't turn into binges.
Yeah.
My chiga foods will turn into binges. So, and on the weekends, I'll allow, you know, a little bit more leniency. Mm. But during my nai-nai foods, I think I've said them here before on this party, but they're like drinks that are a little bit more richer, like a trimmy, you know, so it's not just a brothy tea, but it will have a little bit of collagen and maybe a teaspoon of MCT oil and it'll whip it up to be a little more creamy. So I have a trimmy or I'll have, I don't mind as whatever vegetables I want to snack on. Mm-hmm. And I have my nice greens with you know, my special movie snack greens.
Yeah, we don't have a name for them yet.
Yeah. I have those and I don't mind I don't mind a little fruit too. Low glycemic fruit in
or
the evening.
Like a good light pudding.
A light glucky pudding, any of that. None of those bother me. But after all that, if I'm still hungry, I will and it's been a few hours since dinner, I don't mind cooking up a few egg whites.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what about
sauteing them up, making them all nice and warm and kind of spicy? And then I'm fine with all of that. I let myself to have any of that.
Call them cinema snacks, like the thing you'd smuggle into the theater. Who else like smuggles in healthy stuff into the movie theater
always,
if you ever go?
Yeah,
our pockets are filled, and I'm always like coaching my kids in espionage and spy tactics.
Yeah, because it's cheaper than buying them.
And it's so much harder when your babies grow up and you don't have a big old fat diaper bag to shove them in.
And they literally,
I always take my backpack.
They don't have any food in there.
Oh, no.
That's the other thing is like I've got my script written in my fantasy for when I get caught.
Yeah.
Is I'm going to lecture them about not selling food.
Yeah, I am like that too. I do internal lectures with people.
Yeah, I have
like
a fight.
Confrontation lectures.
You're practicing
in my head
a lot. You're practicing it. Oh, I can imagine Serene's lecture. No, sometimes I will go to the movie theater though, and Charlie is really blessed when I don't take food from home and I just have movie theater popcorn with him.
Sometimes I practice a left jab in the air. Like I just pop him in the nose. Don't get in my wife's face. You know, they did something in my fantasy, right, to my family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I got to respond.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bow.
Shouldn't have tucked her tag in. That's my job.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
No, I love this, though. So we've learned today that just because you have an itch doesn't mean you need to itch it. It could be a lying itch.
Mm-hmm.
And we've learned that some itches get under the skin and you don't itch those. They're not your mosquito. They're not your treat or your cheat. Well, or if you want it, you want to itch them, you set up your Navy SEALs.
So they're going to spread. If you itch chiggers, they spread. What are some ways that just eating that one Danish butter cookie can spread?
That's what I'm saying. If you want to eat one Danish butter cookie and that's your under the skin thing, you set up your Navy SEALs. You put them all there in your you put things in place. Like you put one Danish cookie on a plate, then you put the tin back in the closet.
I know where it's at.
No, a tin has to. If something really is your chigger,
I think
if it's
I can't
really
buy it.
Your chigger, it can't be in the house.
I can't buy Danish butter cookies.
Right. It's like
yes,
I don't have too many of them, but I have some chiggers, and mine is those cinnamon rolls that my family gets
Christmas morning.
Can't have them.
You said I'd just have one little corner, and then you ended up eating a whole fatty.
So and then if they're there all day, I'll just keep going back because it's an impulsive, strong cocaine almost thing in my brain.
Yeah.
So things like that, I have to get out of the house after I've, you know, said, okay, Pearl, you can have one. This is Christmas or whatever. I'm not going to have them on day two of Christmas. Yeah. I'm not going to have them Boxing Day, 26th of December.
Right, right. They've
got to be out of my house.
Right.
I will throw them down the trash.
Yes.
Hey, I have a tiny tip that helps me with night cravings.
Yeah, please.
Because
I want that.
Because there may be a little like from when you're a baby, you know, you have your rich and creamies at night before you go to bed. And that's, there could be some psychological wiring there. But I think if, yeah, maybe if there's some, but I think the bigger thing is that during the day, you have sort of, you've got your tasks and your work in front of you. And I think there is a chemical, for me, I've experienced this almost chemical, like I'm not even hungry sometimes. Or if I am, it's like quick pop, 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 some food. And then back to work. And it's like my body almost isn't crashing and it doesn't require, it's like I have food to eat that you know nothing about. I'm busy. I'm at work.
Right.
But at night, there is a fridge present. There is the warmth of home. There's laughter and children and there's treats everywhere. And I have nothing to get back to. I'm at the thing and I'm more present now.
Mm-hmm.
And so a little thing, I think I'm sort of just experimenting with this, but I've gotten, even though I've been doing great with being conscious of what I'm eating, I've gotten even more pure thanks to COVID because my doctor educated me that people that have inflammation, chronic inflammation in their bodies are doing way worse on really COVID or really any sickness.
Yeah.
And so I started like, man, fruits and vegetables. I'm very like, Dan of the earth, like
Dan
more than ever
the
now.
Earth.
And I figured out ways to even keep weight on with just proteins, Dan. Fruits, and vegetables. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, now where's my carb to throw in to that already healthy mix? My
Hasn't
point is,
he come a long way, guys? So come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Let's do this for people that can really turn their lives around.
Yeah. Well, it has turned my life around. I almost never have headaches and nausea anymore, which was I suffered from chronically.
But what's your nighttime?
So, well, it's actually daytime prep. If I pack in full meals filled with nutrients, because, you know, you can like eat lots of salad.
I see what he's saying.
Okay. So psychologically, by the end of the day, if I've taken a moment to have lunch, properly put nutrients in, and I can see the greens and the colorful fruits and the protein, and my brain can look at the successful eating during the day, it's almost like I have this new ability to not be like, oh, you got to pack it all in. Now it's time to pack in your nutrition, pack in your food because the day is going to start again. I've almost already done that. I've already packed in the nutrition and it's all been food from God's given earth. Mm-hmm. And so I think that.
So you feel like you've put the period at the end of the story and said, hey, I might put a little PS tonight on this thing with some night food, but I don't need to write a story.
Yeah, because look, because think about I'm not 100% on this yet, but I've sort of been questioning, is there this primal like desire to make sure I've eaten before I go to bed?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it's survival time the next day. So I think psychologically it's like, no, you've done it and you can put a period on it. And now it's not like if you snack, it might just be.
And I think even if you're eating what Dan's saying, if you're not aware of pop, 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 the things you're popping in your mouth a day because you're constantly busy and you don't take that time like the French to slow down and be aware that you're eating, your body, even if you've had enough calories, your body wants the pleasure of the experience of food.
And I think we're all so unique because I don't think that is my particular issue. I think my particular issue is I've stopped working.
It's just
and I'm
that,
sitting and relaxing, so I think my body needs treats.
Yeah.
And I love to eat.
Celebrate. It's time to celebrate.
I'm just a person and I know that
my
loves
deal.
To eat.
My deal is if I stay up too late. If I went to bed at 9, 9 of foods would not get under my skin. Like I'd be fine. But I go past that where it's been 4 hours since dinner and I'm flaming hungry 4 hours after a meal.
Can you go to bed at 9?
No, I could, but my house is a bustling
with
joy.
I can start to go to bed at 9:30 though.
Wonderful chaos and children and married couples coming home and wanting to talk and have some adult time, you know, to have some nice deeper conversations.
But you usually go to bed by 10 though, don't you?
Oh yeah, 10. Yeah. 10, I'm texting
But if you stay
you
up after that, it's definitely time for more snacks.
Yeah.
I stayed up later last night to 11.
Yeah.
And I don't usually snack that late at night because I'm in bed by 10 usually. Yeah. And I had a late night snack.
But you
it was really weird.
I can't sleep though. If I'm starved, I'm too hungry to actually fall asleep. So.
Hey, but this is interesting what you said about the inflammation in your doctor and the C word and stuff. I heard on the news the other day that obesity of anything, obesity, which is inflammation a lot, they go hand in hand. is the biggest reason for mortality with the C word.
Absolutely.
The number one reason for the mortality with the C word.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, and that goes with anything, which, whatever the C is.
And you say obesity, what you've said though, that is a symptom. Inflammation is the word you're talking about. Obesity is one of the signs.
But it's an egg and a chicken.
And guess
and
what,
egg.
Though? It's an egg and a chicken because what's happened with people have been fearing, people have been stressing, and they've been stress and fear eating. And so they're 35 pounds average heavier than they were before.
Yeah.
This whole, whatever you want to call this plandemic, pandemic, whatever you personally...
That wasn't inflammatory.
Yeah,
it
was. You just weren't inflammatory then, were you?
Put my piece first. Put the L in the first one. But but whatever you want to call it. Hey, and even if it was planned, it still has been real.
Yeah, it has been real.
You know, even if there's conspiracies behind the whole thing.
It's here.
Tick the box. Yeah. It's still been here.
It's here.
And so, so people have been set up, I think, to be put in a position.
You were going to save all that for your podcast.
No, but I'm very, very vague here.
No, you're not.
To be putting on weight, which is an inflammatory condition that becomes more of a, extends the danger of it.
Welcome back to the new podcast, Serene's Black Box.
Send all your letters to Serene's Black Box, not Pearls.
I said nothing. I was very vague. If you turned the microphone to John now, then
we
might never have podcast again. But John and I, we fist pump on all that stuff.
35 minutes in. Do we end on that note?
No, we end on Dang.
We edit that note out.
Girl and Dan, we want to hear you sing Dang the Chiggers of Tennessee. I've done
mine. I don't. No, they don't know that song, Serene.
If we've
already sung
it.
We don't repeat like our dear father, dearest father of the Hilltop Church. If he sings one song, you sing it. It's not once is enough in the church service. You need
to
repeat that song.
And I wasn't going to repeat it. Would you like to
repeat
make
the song
something?
During communion? No, but then when you do the closing of church, repeat it again because people didn't get the first time.
Okay, but now listen.
That's right.
Would you like to close some other way? Would you like to close, Pearl? There you go.
Don't need to repeat, but we don't want to end on Black Box.
You are so hilarious. We don't need to repeat. There's been times when I've given parties and you're like, okay, so Serene, now cap it up.
Right.
Repeat it in small segments.
I learned my lesson because you told me off.
Oh, good.
Here's how I think we should close.
How?
Yes.
Thank you guys for listening and we'll see you next time.
Now they think Serene and I hate one another, but we are smiling. You can't see our smiley faces.
Yeah.
Did you hear me put on my radio voice for that?
Oh, yeah, you did.
Not as good as last week, though. The one where we said Joseph this bad boy.
Oh, that was
your
so
intro
awesome.
Was epic.
This
I wanted
summer.
To go to the cinema and I wanted you to narrate.
Hey, can
all
you
the
end? That's how we end the party with you doing a really good ending.
Don't itch the chigger. This fall, coming to the woods near you, it's the chiggers that will ruin your life. Don't itch them or you'll regret it. Tune in next time where we talk about conspiracies and more.
And
it's the Trim Healthy Podcast.
Trim Healthy Mama, my way, and then I'll be